I'm Craig Lewis from the Salvation Army's Music and Gospel Arts Department, and I want to welcome you to Episode 7 of Hymn Sing Radio. This program is a chance for you to sing along to well-known and oft-forgotten hymns. Our first hymn starts with the line, "I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene." I can remember singing this as a young boy and having no idea what a Nazarene was. I did, however, know that I could say with confidence, "How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love to me." How marvelous! Our next hymn is Holy, Holy, Holy. It was written by an Englishman named Reginald Heber in the early 1800s. Heber would go on to become the Bishop of Calcutta, and this is perhaps the most popular of his 57 hymns. To sing it with us, we are going to welcome back to the program the multi-talented Darren Bartlett. Darren has recorded this just for this program, and he is joined by Jake, his 12-year-old nephew. Jake is a chorister at his local church in England, and you will hear him in the soaring descant. Now, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Holy in the
that sounded like the voice of the angels just riding above the melody. Beautiful. I'm recording this program on a hot summer day in June, which is a real contrast from the theme of our next hymn, Whiter Than the Snow. There is an Australian fellow in my department, and he always tells me that this hymn seemed strange to him growing up in a climate where snow was very infrequent and rare. Regardless of how you feel about snow, don't miss the wonderful message in this song. The blood of Jesus can wash us whiter than the snow.
Whiter than the snow.
Our next hymn is Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling. Has anyone ever whispered to you? You lean closely toward them. You listen intently. You hang on their every word, because that whisper is just for you. There are many passages and examples from the Old Testament about the power and even the volume of God. A pillar of fire. The earth shakes. But that changes when Jesus comes to earth as a man. We hear God's actual voice. It is amazing to me that Jesus whispers to us. He doesn't yell. He doesn't insist. There's no force in his tone. He simply leans closely to each of us and specifically says, "Come home."
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling for you and for me. Patiently, Jesus is waiting and watching for you.
Those were the male voices of the Music and Gospel Arts Department with that lovely song. We are going to pull all the stops out to end our program today in magnificent fashion. Author and evangelist John Blakewell lived from 1721 to 1819. At the age of 18, he became an evangelist and would continue in that vocation for the remainder of his 98 years. Once again, we will be joined by a great throng of musicians from the stage of Roy Thompson Hall to sing Blakewell's hymn, "Hail, Thou Once Despised Jesus." Well, that brings us to the end of our time together for this 7th episode of Hymn Sing Radio. I'm Craig Lewis. God be with you till we meet again.